And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. What is it with hotels in Chapel Hill and Carrboro? A recent online check shows that suddenly we have about a dozen of them, ranging from the economy class to the upscale. Several new hotels have been added to the local landscape just in the past few years. Maybe you've also noticed that local developers invariably include a hotel in their grand plans and visions for property they own around here. Ovi Creek wants a hotel. Plans for changing the Fordham Boulevard Rams Plaza area include a hotel. A new hotel is being considered for the East Franklin Elliott Road neighborhood. So, who will stay in these hotels? That's a lot of bedrooms. Are tourists and business people flocking to Chapel Hill and Carrboro in such numbers to justify this orgy of hotel building? Clearly, hotels must be making some money. Are they really? The latest figures I could find show that nationally, hotel occupancy rates rose in 2013 to 64.1%, an increase of 2.5% over the previous year. Here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, the picture's slightly even better than that. Last year, hotels were two-thirds full on average, posting an occupancy rate of 67.3%. Not as high as in 2009, when local occupancy was just under 70%, but it's a big increase over 2000, when the rate was closer to 59%. If you've lived here a while, you remember when, if you wanted a hotel room in Chapel Hill, you had a choice between the Carolina Inn next to the university campus or the University Motor Inn on East 54, and that was pretty much it. That picture's changing for sure, and even more hotels are coming to town. How many hotel rooms are too many? We're about to find out. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.